As many as 50% of children are starting school with delayed communication skills, according to the Communication Trust. Teachers also report that as well as teaching reading and writing, they are increasingly having to spend time teaching Key Stage 1 children to speak and play. Speech Bubbles is a national primary school drama intervention supporting children's communication skills, confidence and well-being. The programme has been running nationally since 2008 and Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells has been delivering it since 2017. Director of Creative Engagement at Trinity, Jason Lower, joins me now. Jason, how does the Speech Bubbles approach work?
We use a whole body approach to enable children to tell their stories and act out their stories and just pretend to be different things, but also give them a space to play, give them a space to communicate and bring these stories to life. So we go into a school once a week, see 10 children from years 1 and 2, and do some gentle drama games, check in with them and tell a story that one of the children has told us the week before. We use their stories so that they are bringing themselves into that room. And we focus on not just the words that they use, but also the tones that they use, the facial expressions that they use and their whole body. And in addition to that, it's also whether or not they pay attention to their classmates and their peers and whether they can understand what is going on around them and participate positively within that group setting.
That's fantastic. And Katie Summers is the education producer here at Trinity. Katie, the Speech Bubbles patron, the multi-talented Mark Rylance, said that he found a voice making theatre and wants to help hundreds of children do the same. Who are the children who you feel benefit from this programme?
There's lots of different children that can be referred to this programme, and we guide the schools with the referrals. So it could be children that lack confidence in communication, maybe children who don't have English as their first language, children who perhaps don't respond with something that makes sense with what they've been asked. All sorts of different children that you can have in one room. Some children might actually have apparently no problem with communicating, but maybe they don't communicate at the right time. So there's an element of learning how to take turns. That's a massive part of the programme. So you can end up with a really beautiful bunch of children with lots of different needs and personalities and characters that they bring into the room. And the session works beautifully for all of these children. And because it's such a small group and you've got your member of school staff there as well, it just means that the ratio is perfect for you to work out individual needs and you can make the sessions work for each individual child.
And the feedback from teachers is remarkable. 80% of children showed improvements back in the classroom in their learning, speaking and listening. Jason, what impact have you seen through the children taking part at Trinity since it started here?
So many improvements. The first bit of feedback we got from one of the school teachers was that a child who was very enthusiastic in class and very vocal in class and wanted to contribute positively was now finding that he knew when he should contribute and was better at taking turns and recognising it was his peers' turn to talk. On the other end of the spectrum, we've had children who are selectively mute, who come in and won't say anything or might just say their name or a few words, and by the end of their time with us will come in and be able to tell full stories, full coherent stories, and also contribute positively. One of them would have to come in early so she could tell me about her cat. And we've also had children who feel afraid to speak to adults and ask for help. We've had some children who have had problems with toilet accidents, and now they feel confident being able to ask their group leaders or their teachers to go to the toilet. And seeing that real world change is really, really worth it. It's not just about seeing that improvement within the speech bubble session.
And these initiatives, obviously, they do cost money, but they can prevent the cost of further interventions later on. So what has the feedback been from schools in the area?
So it's the sixth year, and now that the programme, it's more well known in schools as well, and we can see all of this impact. We get a beautiful printout at the end of each year, which actually shows visually the progress of the children, and repeating schools as well, schools that want it to come back year after year after year, it's just been growing each year.
So the demand has been pretty phenomenal and it's been kindly funded by Kent County Council.
Yes, so Kent County Council have been fantastic and really supportive of the programme, and this year is entirely funded by Kent County Council's Early Help and Reconnect grants, and they've funded us for 17 schools across Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and Morling, Sevenoaks, and this year is our first year in Maidstone. And this year they've gone even further and are supporting us to fund a further 52 schools, bringing our total to 69 across the whole county, which is absolutely phenomenal.
To deliver that kind of level of support across the county is phenomenal, but I'm assuming you're going to need some more help in the way of other drama practitioners?
Yes, so we've already got a really talented pool of drama practitioners in Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge Mallings, Sevenoaks, and we're just looking for more drama or arts practitioners across Kent to match the demand with more supply. And we've had over 100 schools express interest. If any drama practitioners are out there and are interested in taking part in this programme that happens during the school day, we would love to hear from you and take a look at our website and the vacancies section of the Trinity Theatre website.
And it's not the only amazing initiative you're doing involving children. The famous and fabulous Trinity Youth Theatre goes from strength to strength. Jason, you are Mr. Youth Theatre here at Trinity. Can you tell me what you've got in store for us?
So we've got four shows coming up. We have Treasure Island over the October half term, which is a very silly adaptation from John Nicholson and Le Navé Bay, who did Dracula, The Bloody Truth, which we did last year here and at Hever Castle. We then have Elf Junior, which we have auditions for in the next couple of weeks, which is opening the Christmas season at Trinity. And then we have Everybody's Talking About Jamie Teen Edition in February half term next year. Again, auditions for that will be held soon. And then we're taking part in National Theatre Connections with Model Behaviour by John Britton of Margaret Thatcher, Queen of Soho fame. And that is about a model United Nations group, which we're really excited to perform in March and April next year. And that's after an incredibly busy summer of Matilda, Jungle Book, Adam's Family, a trip to the Edinburgh Fringe and all manner of things. So we're really excited about it.
Well, I have to say that everyone feared that the arts would be sounding the death knell after the pandemic, but the opposite's true. Trinity has really bounced back with a vengeance. So if you want to know more about Speech Bubbles or the Trinity Youth Theatre or any of the other fabulous goings-on at Trinity Theatre, do go to their website at trinitytheatre.net.